Israel could be headed to war. Wind, rain, and mud slows progress on Haiti's rebuild, and a missional movement helps mobilize Christians more. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. War seems imminent in the Middle East. Israeli troops recently attacked a Turkish aid flotilla trying to get through the Gaza blockade. 9 people were killed. At this point, E3 Partners Tom Doyle says,
"We're just seeing this escalation that's moving toward war. Everything we're hearing is that something is going to come this summer."
Doyle believes the conflict could turn into a regional war by the fall. E3 Partners, which provides medical care, women's ministries, and other missions work in the Middle East, is sending teams to Israel anyway. Doyle reasons,
"I think it's the best time to go when things are accelerated, because they're not getting any help from their own people whatsoever. So I think it's a great time to go and just bring Christ's love."
Pray that through E3 Partners ministry, many would recognize that Christ is the only one who will bring peace. Go to our website to learn how to join a team headed to the Middle East. Next, communities are destroyed and the survivors are sheltering wherever they can. This is the scene in Guatemala after Tropical Storm Agatha and the eruption of the Pacaya volcano. From preliminary reports, AMG Guatemala didn't suffer major infrastructure damage from the disasters, but they're still doing assessments. There's an immediate need for relief funds to aid those survivors within their reach. AMG has been sharing the hope of Christ in Guatemala for 34 years. You're listening to Mission Network News. It seems that for Haitians, the only thing moving forward is the weather, a mix of heat and drenching rains. More than 1 million are displaced, and the attitude is they're survivors. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says,
"I 100% agree with Sean Penn, who says those funds were given for the relief effort. And if they keep having meetings instead of doing things, the people that they were supposed to be saving are going to be dead."
People are still desperately in need of food, but DeHart says the government's telling them they need to grow it. In light of the devastation, it seems an impractical response.
"Most of the people down there don't have land to grow it on. It takes a season for those crops to mature, and there have to be jobs so that people can buy that food."
Their staff melds their response with the hope of Christ.
"They make sure that everyone coming through the program understands that these are gifts from God and that Jesus cares about their life today."
Meanwhile, not sure what to get your dad for Father's Day? Why not honor his legacy by giving to the Jesus Film Project? This honor gift will go towards providing transportation for film teams, whether by car, bus, motorcycle, boat, camel, or donkey cart. Film teams travel to remote villages and struggling communities, showing the Jesus film to men, women, and children who have never heard the message of Christ before. Donate by June 16th, and your dad will receive a card informing him of your gift. And Reverend Dave Player of the First United Methodist Church in Oklahoma loves missions.
"About 8 years ago, I had an ache in my heart to help the local church become more missional."
Embarking on a journey toward his vision, Player discovered the Mission Society and the Global Outreach Weekend.
"When we discovered this opportunity to have someone come from the Mission Society and help us mobilize the church, we were just delighted, and the weekend proved to be a turning point for us. We are now planning a global impact celebration this August, in which we hope to mobilize a majority of our members."
But they're not idle while they wait for more manpower, as their ministry reaches locally and internationally. Player says missions shouldn't be a hobby, but the whole identity of the church.
"We should all be about loving God and loving neighbor with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength."
At our website, you can find out how to involve your church more in missions. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You know, churches are always looking for great missions resources. We have one, the Mission Network News Bulletin Inserts. It's up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 for subscription information. Or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org, see a sample, and maybe subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.